Senate Bill 99, an act to revise certain penalties concerning inspections, repairs, and maintenance to certain vehicles.
Senate Bill 99, having had its second reading for final consideration, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, members of the body, Senate Bill 99 comes to us from, actually from the other side. But what the bill does is it would allow a person that didn't have his inspection certificate in his vehicle, be it a trailer or a tractor or whatever, that showed that it has been inspected to, the fine would be like a petty offense instead of a class 2. It does not preclude that person from being fined if in fact they inspect the vehicle and there is some faulty maintenance on it. All it is that if he doesn't have this yellow inspection sheet or white inspection sheet in his trailer on his possession, it would be a $20 fine as opposed to, I guess it's $83 today. It's kind of a farmer-friendly bill. It really doesn't affect the trucking business because in all honesty, we get inspected across state lines pretty often anyway, so it wouldn't be a big thing for the commercial haulers.
Further remarks, Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. All due respects to my friend Charlie, Representative Flowers. This bill is not a good bill. We heard this bill in the Transportation Committee. It had a good hearing. It was brought to the legislature by a special interest who happened to get a ticket because his equipment had not been inspected. Under the current law, an individual may inspect his own equipment if he's capable, qualified, and has the necessary tools and fill out the necessary paperwork. And if that individual happens to get stopped and inspected and he has all of his paperwork in order, he can go on with his business. If he does not have his paperwork in order, he is cited. And in the case of the individual that brought this legislation to the legislature, he was fined $84. It upset him. If you don't have the qualifications to inspect your own equipment, you may take your equipment to a facility that will inspect it for you. And in our committee, it was testified that you could have your vehicle or trailer or whatever it is inspected for $35 to $45. Is what happens here with this bill, by lowering the fine to a petty offense, the fine is actually less than what it costs to get the vehicle inspected. So what do you think this does to the state laws in South Dakota? It makes them a sham. Is what they're asking us to do is authorize them to go without getting their vehicles inspected, suffer the consequences of a petty offense, which is $20 to $25, and not have to pay the $35 to $45 to get the equipment inspected. That is ridiculous and does not bode well with me as a state legislator that's here to protect the citizens of the state of South Dakota. I encourage you to vote no on SB 99 and send it to a very, very quiet death. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Flowers speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I want to remind the body that even though you would be subject to not probably having to have that inspected until you got caught, but I'd guarantee you better have your equipment in shape or the fine is going to be probably a lot more than the $20 if you don't have it up in shape. So it still doesn't preclude a person from having to keep his equipment up. I guess if you want to gamble, you could probably get by, but you know, there's an awful lot of motor patrolmen running around out here today, and they can kind of keep their eyes open for that stuff. And I just think that they will probably notice a vehicle that's running around with bald tires and springs broke and not lights out. And if they are stopped, they'll pay. They get fined for not having their equipment up. This $20 fine is if you don't have your slip in there. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Abdallah.
I too oppose this bill. This is a public safety issue also. If we can't encourage these people to get their vehicles inspected, they won't be inspected, and that the repairs won't be made, and for a $20 fine, they'll take the chance, and we have to encourage them to get their vehicles inspected and keep them roadworthy. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Koistinen.
Wrong button. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill, I agree with a couple of the former speakers that spoke on this. The bill did have good hearings in committee. It had a good hearing in our transportation committee, and it was passed out of there. Before that, it was in the floor of the Senate. It passed the floor of the Senate. Before that, it was in the Senate committee. It passed the Senate committee. It has passed all these obstacles. It is now on the House floor. I want to remind the people that, yes, the fine is being lowered to a petty offense. That doesn't mean that their rigs, they can let them go and not keep them repaired. If they are inspected, then they get dinged and they get nailed hard with the fines. And if they are caught without the sticker on there, they have to pay the fine, but then they have to get them inspected. I don't think they're purposely trying to get around not getting them inspected. But I wanted to add one thing. Captain Rao from the Highway Patrol was there, and the Highway Patrol did not oppose it. They took no stance on it. There was no opposition from the Highway Patrol. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Tuple.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I might remind you that these inspections are required by federal law. That's the reason this law is on the books, was to comply with federal law for motor vehicle inspections. The fine for interstate truckers will remain as a Class 2 misdemeanor. All this is saying to the intrastate truckers that we're just going to give you a slap on the wrist if you don't choose to comply with the federal law to get your motor vehicle inspections done, and I think it's the wrong message to send. Basically, it makes the petty offense for not getting the annual motor vehicle inspection less than what the cost of the motor vehicle inspection would be, so who is going to have any incentive that's an intrastate trucker to get this taken place? I would also remind you that this only cleared Transportation Committee by 7-6. It's wounded, and I would ask that you send it to its final resting place. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Napoli.
Well, members of the body, I guess I want to shed a little light on why we ended up with this $84 fine, because I was one of the sponsors of the bill that put this in effect in the first place. There was a federal mandate that was sent down that we either complied with or we lost $750,000. That wasn't a lot of money, and so for many years we didn't do this requirement of in-state truckers. Interstate truckers already are required to have this inspection. The situation you're talking about right now is for truckers that are involved inside the state of South Dakota. I am required, and I very seldom go out of state, I am required to get my truck inspected, and if I want to, I can self-inspect. The reason we put the self-inspection in there was as a favor to the agriculture community. When the bill originally came before this body, the Highway Patrol, the Department of Safety, the Department of Transportation all said we're going to go with mandatory inspections, and that meant that I would have to take my truck down to the local diesel repair shop and get it inspected. That runs between $75 and $100. And the agriculture community came forward and said, look, you know, we're in situations where we don't have a repair shop like that. So as a favor to the agriculture community, we put in the self-inspection provision that allowed them to inspect their own trucks. And nowhere in the United States does that happen except right here in good old South Dakota. And it was done as a favor to the ag community. And that was great. But there was also a little kicker that said, if you didn't inspect your own truck, you were going to get a fine. So there was just a little incentive for them to do it, because without the incentive, they have no reason to do it. And by lowering the fine, it absolutely takes away the incentive to even self-inspect your truck. And a self-inspection is very simple. It's easy to do. You get the sticker, you get the forms. It's not a big deal. I urge you, ladies and gentlemen, this is probably the leanest and the best inspection program we could get for these big trucks. I want to remind you, this only involved trucks and trailers over 26,000 pounds. This was the best compromise that we came up with. And now one guy had a problem, and he happens to be a good friend of mine, and him and I went at this tooth and nail 3 years ago, and now we're going to gut it. I ask you not to do that. I ask you to defeat this bill. The statute we have right now is a good one. The statute we have is very friendly to agriculture, and I would ask you to defeat Senate Bill 99.
Further remarks? Hearing none. Representative Jim Peterson.
Mr. Speaker, I think there's some misinformation that is coming out on the floor concerning this bill. This bill does not exempt you from any inspection. You still are going to have to do the inspection. What it does, it merely lowers the penalty from a Class 2 misdemeanor to a petty offense. And it was pointed out that this applies to trucks of 26,000 pounds or greater. A single axe truck in South Dakota can haul 28,000 pounds. And most of our old farm trucks would be included in this. Now, who drives old farm trucks at harvest time? Most of the time, it's gentlemen with the color of hair that I have. You've got dear old dad or dear old grandpa. So dear old dad or dear old grandpa gets stopped, and he doesn't know that in addition to that sticker, he has to carry this piece of paper along that said that he had this inspection. So he gets a ticket. I urge you to support this. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 99. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will not the voting machine, and members will proceed to vote. At this time, on behalf of Representatives Klocek and Van Gerpen, if the senior class from Armor, the Armor Packers, are here today with their instructor Jim Holderby, if you'd please stand, we'd like to welcome you.
Is your guys here? Okay. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 29, nays 40, excused 1.
Senate Bill 99, having failed to receive a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared lost.